I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, May 29th. A fugitive known as the Bad Breath Rapist has been arrested after nearly 20 years on the run. Toon Kit Lee, who vanished during his rape trial in 2007, was captured in California after a lengthy manhunt that included work by U.S. Marshals, Quincy Police, and a special task force. Lee, whose family owned the Kagawa restaurant in Quincy, raped a waitress from the restaurant after he broke into her home on February 2, 2005. Lee was masked, held the victim at knife point, zip-tied her to a bed face down and sexually assaulted her. He left the victim zip-tied to the bed where she was found several hours later by her boyfriend, who went to her house after being unable to reach her by phone. Among the evidence establishing Lee as the assailant was his foul breath, which the victim recognized. Officials say he was subsequently dubbed by the media as the Bad Breath Rapist. Following Lee's arrest in 2007, he posted $100,000 cash bail after he testified at trial in Norfolk Superior Court in 2007. Lee did not return to court for closing arguments, where he was convicted in absentia and faces life in prison. In August of last year, Massachusetts announced a $10,000 cash reward for tips leading to Lee's arrest. He's being held in California and will be extradited back to Massachusetts to face charges. A 40-year-old former Boston teacher was arrested and charged with possessing and receiving child pornography. The U.S. Attorney's Office says Carter Peasley of Quincy was involved in an online relationship with a 15-year-old. According to court papers, the relationship lasted a year, during which she allegedly discussed wanting to teach the minor how to kiss. The paperwork goes on to say they exchanged photographs, which included sexually explicit photos of the minor. Peasley was a former teacher at the John D. O'Brien School of Mathematics and Science and the Match Charter School, both in Boston. About 243 images of child sexual abuse material were found on a computer and a cell phone at Peasley's Quincy home. The affidavit reads in part that Peasley instructed the minor that if she thought her father was about to take her phone away, to text him the code word cake, letting him know he needs to delete everything off his phone. Her father ended up finding the messages on her cell phone, kicking off a nearly two-year investigation. Peasley was released on conditions including a curfew, electronic location monitoring, and an order not to have any unsupervised contact with minors. State police have released the names of the two Quincy residents who were killed in a wrong-way crash in Methuen early Monday morning. Police say a car driven by 53-year-old Fan Mo from Quincy was traveling in the wrong direction on Interstate 93 and collided head-on with a car driven by 21-year-old Levi Munoz Lopez of Quincy just after 2 a.m. Lopez was pronounced dead at the scene. Mo died later at a hospital. A third vehicle was also involved in the crash, but that operator was not hurt. Police say Mo was driving north in the southbound lane of the highway. The crash remains under investigation. Protesters are planning to gather outside Quincy City Hall today to speak against a proposed salary increase for Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch. The 5 p.m. rally is in response to a proposal to increase the mayor's annual salary from about $150,000 to $285,000. Koch said he recommended the increase based on a consultant's report that said the mayor's salary should be between $300,000 and $370,000 per year. Koch says he hasn't had a pay raise in 9 years. He's also recommending that city councilors' salaries increase from $30,000 to $47,500 per year. The protesters say there have been no public hearings on the proposed salary increases and that the city charter mandates that any pay increases for the mayor or city councilors be put to a vote in a municipal election. The city council's finance committee is expected to review the proposed increases on Monday night. 26-year-old Chilmark man accused of going on a stabbing spree in Plymouth and Braintree over the weekend appeared in court yesterday to face charges in connection with the stabbing in Plymouth. Jared Revisa was arrested on Saturday on charges including assault with intent to murder. Yesterday, a judge granted a request from Revisa's public defender and ordered him to be sent for a psychiatric evaluation. As Revisa appeared in court, investigators in Connecticut also confirmed that he's a person of interest in connection with a homicide in Deep River, Connecticut last Saturday. Revisa pleaded not guilty. His attorney had no comment. Massachusetts emergency crews responded to Braintree Saturday after four girls were stabbed at the AMC movie theater. About an hour later, police in Plymouth responded to the McDonald's off of Route 3, where Revisa allegedly reached through a drive-through window and stabbed one victim, then went into the restaurant and stabbed another person. All of the victims are expected to recover. Revisa was eventually arrested after crashing his SUV in Sandwich. Ahold Delhaize, the parent company of Quincy-based Stop & Shop, announcing plans to close an unspecified number of grocery stores, part of its plan to improve the performance of the supermarket chain. The long-term vision for the grocery store brand was made public at the parent company's Investor Strategy Day held last week outside of Amsterdam in the Netherlands. Executives say the company is focusing on improving the cost structure of the grocery store brand and intends to, quote, optimize the store portfolio over time while focusing immediately on bringing down costs for customers. The CEO said Stop & Shop would focus on the markets that are most important, including those where the brand has strong density, holds a strong market position, or has stores that are performing well. Officials said Stop & Shop customers were responding positively to the company's remodeling program, which has taken place in nearly half of its close to 400 stores across Massachusetts, New England, and the Northeast. The company's remodeling efforts slowed during the pandemic, contributing to a loss in market share. Officials said the company would continue to invest in stores and attempt to create value for customers. In addition to Stop & Shop, Ahold Delhaize operates five different grocery store brands in the U.S., including Food Lion, Hannaford, Giant Food, and The Giant Company. First responders in Norwell sharing photos of a truck that ended up completely inside of a house following a crash. Norwell Fire announcing last night crews responded to Central Street after receiving reports a vehicle had crashed into a building. Firefighters got there. They discovered the driver of the truck that went into the home at 48 Central Street was trapped inside. First responders able to remove the truck driver and transport them to an area hospital. His injuries are not clear. Video shared by a man at the scene not far from the intersection of Central Street and Mill Lane showed the truck featured a J. Trainer Construction decal on the tailgate. J. Trainer Construction is a family-owned business in Norwell. The police shared that its officers also responded to the crash scene and advised drivers to avoid the area and seek an alternate route. The crash remains under investigation. A check of business news. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 216 points. The NASDAQ rose 99. The S&P is up 1. Asian stocks mostly lower. The dollar and the euro down. Oil at $80 a barrel. Sports. Red Sox beat the Orioles 8-3. They'll be back at it in Baltimore at 6:35 tonight. Forecast from the National Weather Service, partly sunny today, high of 77 degrees. For tonight, cloudy with rain late and a low of 55. Rain tomorrow, mainly in the morning, high of 68. Sunny on Friday, high 73, and a sunny 78 on Saturday. Well, the boater waves about 2 feet, northwest winds at 5 knots become southeast later today, the high tide 4:57 p.m. Sunrise 5:11 sets at 8:11. Reminder, curbside collection of trash and recycling in Quincy delayed one day all this week due to the Memorial Day holiday. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, May 29th.